John, for the second straight year, you guys make you take a chance on a, there might have been some character questions here. Shane said he talked to you this week. What did you take from those conversations that made you guys have the confidence in him and also enough to trade up to get him? What kind of happened during those talks that made you believe in Shane that this might be a one-time thing?
Well, I mean, we had several people talk to him. Ray Jackson talked to him, and so we had several people that talked to him, and he was very remorseful, realized he made a mistake, and I think that he told me that wasn't going to happen again. We feel like we've got a great support system here for him with Ray Jackson, who's the new director of player engagement, and the people that we have in that locker room. And so we just felt it was, a football player that we had an opportunity to move up. We thought the price was right. And where Shane fell on our board, we just felt it was something we couldn't pass up. So we have the utmost confidence in Shane that in talking to him, as I said, that him realizing the mistake that he made and guaranteed it wouldn't happen again. And I think that having a chance to get to know him, the time that I did spend with him, I felt very comfortable with him. So feel good about him and realize he made a mistake, but also, the type of football player we got. We got a guy that plays with his hair on fire and can rush the passer and loves the game of football and is competitive and is going to be a great fit for us.
John, two things. What made you believe him when he said this won't happen again? And the second is, given you conduct business in a state where marijuana is legal, does that affect your draft preparation in any way?
No, because it's still illegal in the NFL, number one. So that does not affect, when it comes down to that, it does not affect us because we're the same with everybody else as far as the league's concerned. So that does not affect it. I just got a good feel with him in the time that I talked to him, and I think he's a 21-year-old kid that made a mistake and realized it. And again, as Gary and I were talking about, is the system, the support system that we have here and the leadership that we have here that we thought he'd be a great fit. And just the way that the kid to me is loves a game of football. And I think that he realizes the mistake that he made can really affect what that does to his football career. And so I think that's why he understands and made that commitment that it wasn't going to happen again to us.
Hey, John, how, if at all, does this fit into the NFL substance abuse policy?
Well, I believe he goes into stage one of the program. And other than that, that's something that we're not aware of. It goes through the league, and so therefore it's not something that at the team level we're aware of exactly what happens with that.
John, how high did you have him on your draft board?
We had him 10. He was 10th on our board. So really felt that we got the value sitting at 28 and had the opportunity to move it to 23. And I will say this is that, and I talked to Manny, and it was probably one of the most difficult conversations I've never had because of what kind of man Manny Ramirez is, what he's done for this team the last 4 or 5 years that he's been here. Just a tremendous person, and he's done everything that in the community that the team's ever asked him to do, and he's volunteered, and so he's just a tremendous man, and he's been a tremendous football player for us. So that was one of the hardest phone calls I've ever had to make. But I will say this is that he's going to a home that they really wanted Manny. It's where Manny started, but we've had conversations on and off the last couple of weeks, and they centered around Manny, and they were very interested in Manny. So he's going to a good home where he's very much wanted, and so.
Gary, what was your reaction when you saw this all unfold? And given the fact that you already have those two bookends, how do you plan on playing this kid?
No, I know one thing. It's going to be fun to go get the quarterback from a standpoint of the three guys that we have to rotate with. Very surprised that he was there at that point in the draft. Obviously, we had him rated very high, which John had mentioned. The thing that jumps at you when you watch this kid play ball is how much he loves to play. He plays so hard. We talk about playing hard. We talk about effort. So he'll fit right in with our group from that standpoint. So I know Wade, the defensive coach, is very excited to get him part of the rotation. And he's got two great guys to learn from, too. and two great examples of how to do it, how to work, how to practice, how to be successful in this league. So it kind of goes back to, like John said, we can surround him with some, you know, some very good people, and I know it'll be very beneficial to him.
Gary, this is a guy who's overcome a lot in his life, and he's played with that chip on his shoulder to try to be better than his father, and you've seen what success he's had doing that. With the incident that happened with the marijuana, do you look at that and say, hey, this guy plays well when he's got something to prove?
You know, I think the biggest thing for me is, I mean, we've got like 5 months of work invested in this young man, and I mean, he made a mistake, but he's also done a lot of great things too, so I don't think you just throw something out the window, you know, from one mistake. So we did our homework. Obviously, we had felt good about him from the very beginning, and had to go back and do a little bit more here the past few days. And as John said, we feel good about putting him in our meeting room, putting him with our football team. And we know that we can support him the way that he needs to be supported, or any rookie that we bring in. And when we do that and he goes out there and do the thing that he loves to do, which is play ball, I know it'll give us an even better chance to be successful. So, you know, just very excited for him. I know he's very excited when I talk to him on the phone. Very humble young man, and looking forward to getting here and getting to work.
For either or both of you, we hear a lot about and read a lot about taking some of the pressure off Peyton. Enhancing the running game can help in that regard. Creating a better defense can help in that regard. Creating havoc on defense, wreaking havoc. Is that part of the master plan here? Again, going back to a more balanced team?
Yeah, we just want to get better across the board, Les. And, you know, obviously I think the conversation John and I have had, you know, in the draft, sometimes when you're, if you think you're chasing a position or two, sometimes you can make some mistakes. But when you're just chasing the best possible football player, you're going to get stronger as a football team. And we got better. I mean, we got better tonight. I mean, we go line up tomorrow and line up and play our nickel package. We're able to give, to give DeMarcus a break or to give Vaughn a break and still have the type of player on the football field that we're going to be able to put out there right now. It's all about getting better, however you do that, and we definitely got better tonight.
John, the way that Shane owned up to his mistake, he didn't duck or dodge the issue. What do you think that says about this kid's character?
Well, I mean, that's a lot of it, I think, to be able to realize when you make a mistake and to own up that mistake. To me, that's the first step of realizing that it's not going to happen again. So I think, it showed a lot of maturity to me. He didn't duck out of going to New York. He went to Chicago. He stayed in Chicago. He owned up to that mistake. And, you know, to me, that shows a lot about what he's all about. And I was impressed with that.
John, I'm just... It's 5 for 5 now. Defensive players are your opening pick of the draft. Is that on purpose or just kind of how it's worked out?
It's kind of the way it's fallen. I think that, and I didn't realize this. Gary mentioned it to me. He says, how many times have you?
I think I'm 7 out of 8 myself. So.
But I think that, as we talked about it, that's just the way it falls. And when it falls, you know, in the 20s where we've been picking the last 4 years, we've been able to get some good football players down there. So, again, it's as Gary said, it's trying to find those football players that you know are going to help your football team, and we're able to do that again today.
I'm just curious why you didn't think you could wait to 28 on him.
We thought it was too good to be true that he was still there, and I think that then we looked at our board after he was gone, and it was like, okay, where are we going to go if we don't? If we don't get Shane, and I really like the deal that we're getting with the currency that we had, with the picks that we had, as I said, other than giving up Manny, we gave up a fifth this year and a fifth next year, and so really just thought that we couldn't wait for it because he was too high on our board, and he was, and so we took advantage of that.
Yeah, guys, your offensive line, I know you got a second and third round tomorrow and then other picks, but is it something where you like what you've seen so far, the candidates in-house, as far as putting an offensive line together, or was it a matter that you didn't think there was a guy out there that, at number 28 that could help you right away this year?
Does TV make you dress up like that or what? Yeah, all of a sudden goes get some moves, you know, he wears a tie.
I mean, it didn't change anything. I mean, we obviously we just got through with the little mini camp, and yeah, I feel very good about the guys we got on the field and some of our young players. But as far as how we went about tonight and, you know, our preparation over the course of the last 4 or 5 months, nothing changed because of something that took place on the practice field. We just, you know, John stayed, he and Matt stayed true to the board and what they, the work they had done. And, you know, other than that, we just need to continue with our process on the field, and we'll be in phase two here starting Monday.
Hey, Gary, you were a part of picking a lot of pass rushers early in the draft and Houston as well. When you're looking at a guy like Ray as an offensive guy, how much are you thinking, I'd hate to game plan against that kind of guy?
I won't even like to practice against him from an offensive standpoint, I can tell you that. But, no, it's just – it's very difficult in this league. You have to be able to go get the quarterback, and, you know, regardless of how well you can cover, and we're pretty good on the back end. I mean, we've got some very good players back there, but you've got to be able to go get the quarterback, and the game is played in nickel a lot nowadays. I mean, probably more than 50% in our division will probably be in some form of nickel defense. That's just the way it is, so – you look at him as a starter, even though we talk about rotations, but you look at him as a starter. So, you know, I know, looking at him from an offensive standpoint, though, you see the effort down in and down out, the chase, the passion to play, and, you know, that's what you want on your team.
John and Gary, were there any concerns about his toe injury, or do you have a feel for where that's going? He said he just hasn't had a chance to rehab because he's basically been out there testing and trying to prepare. Or will he have any limitations, or we have to ease him in regards to that?
Well, that came down to Greek, and so, you know, Greek thought he'd be fine, and he's played with it up to this point. And I think that if there were any issues with it, the key thing is it can't be fixed. If there were any issues with it going forward. So that was the key thing for us, is it wasn't something that was going to be career-threatening or anything like that. It was going to be more of, but he's played with it for a while. So, you know, Greek gave us the go-ahead on him physically.
John, at what point did you decide to pull the trigger, and did you talk to any other teams, or was it just Detroit all along?
We talked to several teams, you know, and that's just part of – you know, part of the day. So we talked to several teams, and we obviously talked to Detroit. So there'd been things we talked about. I talked to Detroit a couple of days ago, and you know that's what happens. But nothing happens until it gets right up to the pick. And so and that's when this all came about. Is they were willing to make a deal, and that's when we moved forward.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
thank you.